Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The European Central Bank today has launched a new stimulus program aimed at getting banks to lend more. The central bank for the 18-country Eurozone today handed out $107 billion in ultra-low-interest loans to 255 banks. This morning, USDA reported its latest export sales report for the week ending September the 11th. The numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year, 11.6. Corn this year, 26.0. Soybeans this year, 53.9. And next year, 0.1. Also this morning, private exporters reporting to USDA export sales of 110,000 metric tons of soybeans for shipment to China during the 14-15 marketing year. Conagra Foods Incorporated said its fiscal first quarter earnings more than tripled as lower costs and expenses helped offset nearly flat revenue. For the quarter ending August 24th, Conagra reported a profit of $482.3 million, or $1.12 a share, compared with $144.3 million, or 34 cents a share, a year earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,211. It's up 55 points. The NASDAQ, 4577, up almost 16. The S&P 500 at 2006 is up 5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
This morning's forecast for the U.S. Midwest is largely unchanged from that of yesterday. It still looks like a very tranquil and favorable weather pattern for the majority of late-season crop maturation and harvest progress. There will not be much in the way of significant precipitation across the region, but with that said, there will still be some scattered showers that will occur. There's going to be a frontal system that will work its way from northwest to southeast across the region as we move forward through this next 3 days, not including today. But Friday through Sunday for the most part, and the frontal boundary is not going to have a tremendous amount of moisture to work with, at least not initially. There will be a surface high pressure center over the majority of the Midwest today that will keep it mostly dry across the region. But as we go through the day tomorrow, a cool front will enter the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, and as we go through the day on Saturday and into Sunday, that frontal boundary will sag to the southeast, passing through most of the Midwest and exiting the region sometime during the late morning, early afternoon on Sunday. And the majority of the region will see some risk of shower and thunderstorm activity, but not everybody is going to get it. We are going to see rain totals vary from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 4 or 5 tenths of an inch, maybe some localized totals getting upwards to maybe 7 tenths of an inch in a few spots, but it's not going to be very common. Much of the rain intensity will be determined by the fate of the remnants of Tropical Storm Odile, and looks like most of Odile's moisture is going to hang out in the southern plains and not get very far to the east. And if that's the case, most of the precipitation in the Midwest is almost guaranteed to be rather limited. And with that said, any interruption to farming activity that will occur during this weekend because of that frontal system will likely be quite brief and will likely be followed by some more favorable weather as we move into the early part of next week. In fact, the northwestern part of the Corn Belt will already be dry again late Saturday, and Sunday will be dry except in the easternmost portions of the Midwest. We'll look for several days of relatively dry weather occurring after that. There may be a few showers in the southwestern corner of the Corn Belt, but nothing that's going to be very significant. Now, as we move into the last days of this month, we'll likely see a couple of frontal systems impacting the plains in the western Corn Belt, increasing rainfall across some of those areas, and temperatures may turn cooler as we get closer to the 1st of October. But nothing dramatic is going to occur across the Midwest for a while here, and it looks as though the temperature bias is going to be very fine for drying across the region, so whatever showers occur from this weekend's frontal system, the moisture will be lost to evaporation relatively quickly thereafter. The highs in the Midwest today will be mostly in the 70s. There will be some 60s across the Great Lakes region. Even a part of Michigan and Wisconsin may be limited to the 50s for a little while. In contrast, it'll be in the 80s across a big part of the plains and also across the Delta and Southeast. So all that warmth will work its way back into our direction as we move forward into the weekend, I guess. A Friday afternoon, we'll likely see 70s and lower 80s across a big part of the Midwest, and we'll expect to see high temperatures on Saturday, also 70s and 80s. We'll look for some cooler weather occurring as we move from Sunday into Monday, as a little shot of cooler air passes through the region. Temperatures will come back down to the 60s and 70s during the early part of next week. Lowest temperatures at night are expected to run mostly in the 40s and 50s across the Midwest over the next couple of nights, but we'll see some 60s coming into the region ahead of this frontal system that comes through the Midwest here tomorrow into Saturday. Those 60s will disappear rather quickly, and we'll be back into the 40s and 50s for lows in late weekend or early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Guarantee your seats at our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference on November 24th. We got straight talk from our U of I experts on the ARC-PLC decision, crop insurance and farmland values into 2015, and all of our on-air analysts will be on hand to bring you the latest on marketing corn and soybeans and cash grain ideas. Get your tickets today for the meeting at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus by calling 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. Tickets are just $25 and include lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 577 and three quarters, down 4.5. Soft December, 494 and a quarter, down 5. December corn, 340, down 1.75. March, 352 and a quarter, now a half, down 1.5. July is 368 and a quarter, down 1.5. November soybeans, 976 and a quarter, down 6.25. July, 1005 and three quarters, down 6.75. October soybean meal, $3.32.40, down $4. October soybean oil, $32.96, down $43. October live cattle, $155.72.5, down $1.30. September feeders, $230.37.5, up $7.5. And October lean hogs are $102.60, and they're down $2.50. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
By and large, the grain markets are drifting sideways to lower today.
Yeah, they sure are, and I think we're going to start seeing some more harvest pressure come on the corn market in particular. Commercials haven't been, or end users haven't been much of buyers in this corn market, but my guess is that we get back down around the contract low at 335 and three quarters, and we'll see some commercial buying step into that December.
Export sales for soybeans were pretty good.
Yeah, they sure were. A lot of that was already known, however, on the daily reporting system, but about 40% of that 53.9 million bushels is headed to China. And then China came in with a new buy again this morning, so they're continuing that buying effort all along.
Is the corn market turning sideways technically in your mindset? You seem like we have to get it to go sideways as a first step to prevent it from going lower.
Absolutely, we have to go sideways before we can go higher. I think, to tell you the truth, Dave, from a calendar standpoint where we are right now, I think we're vulnerable to making new lows all the way down into that first week of October. However, I'm not the bear that some people are, thinking that we've got to be down in the 260 to 270 range. I think this December corn is going to put on the brakes in the $3 to 310 area. Again, I think we're just going to kind of float lower. I think we will see a prolonged period of harvest pressure.
It was an interesting day for livestock yesterday, cattle holding their technical support, but hogs surely did not.
Yeah, the cattle market tried to rally yesterday and really didn't have as much punch during that upside move as I would have liked to have seen. The hog market looks extremely cautious and probably can see additional downside from here when we look at what the clearances on the beef were last month at higher prices. Looked pretty good. Hogs not the same case.
One more grain question before we let you go. Should hedgers be looking at marketing some portion of 2015 soybeans?
I think on any kind of a flurry here in this $9.95 to $10 range, absolutely they ought to be looking at it. I think everybody needs to keep in mind that CBT margin requirements are going to change in November. Thank you. You'll need your banker on board.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Moreton, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 339.5, down 2¼. March, 351¾, down 2¼. July, 367.5, down 2¼. November soybeans, 974¼, down 8¼. Go out to July at 10:03¾, down 8¾. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.